From WCBU Peoria Public Radio, this is Out and About. I'm Jen Gordon with Arts Partners of Central Illinois. Today we're talking with Hattie Lee and John Heintzman. They're here to share with us more about Hattie's exhibit, Bound Together Cultural Patterns. The show runs at the Peoria Art Guild from April 2nd to April 30th with an opening reception on April 2nd from 5 to 9 p.m. Hattie and John, welcome to Out and About.
Thank you.
John, let's start with you. Tell me how you first became acquainted with Hattie's work and how this show all came together at the Art Guild.
Well, Hattie, a few years ago, had entered a piece in our members show, and it was a very vibrant piece, I think inspired by Van Gogh. And then she worked with my former graduate student, Nano Echo, or Eugene, as we call him, at Bradley. And he did a couple of different collaborations with painting and other graduate students. And we have that piece that she and Eugene did in a show of Eugene's work right now. Eugene's is called Historical Consequences, and it deals a lot with history, not only American history, and especially about slavery, but about his history with from living in Ghana and coming to the United States. Well, it just so happens that also that seems to be an inspiration for Hattie's work. She has Native American blood in her and has an appreciation for the symbols and the culture of her culture, which she doesn't live in that community. She lives in our community. So there's different interpretations. And we love her work. We've seen it a number of different times. And as a young artist, she's spot on.
Well, Hattie, it's so exciting. And I love that John used the word vibrant. Your work is so vibrant. And it uniquely layers in these found objects from your own ancestry. Tell us a little bit about how you decided to start incorporating those historical pieces from your own past.
Yeah, so with this body of work that I've been creating, I started doing a lot of research into my family history. I am a member of the Cherokee Nation in Oklahoma, and that's always been something I heard about a lot, especially from my great grandma. She grew up there and then moved out of the community. So that's how I have my standing in the tribe. But I've also grown up with most of my family members being very, not collectors, but savers mm-hmm. of stories, savers of items and objects, and especially like my grandma's fabric collection from her grandma's. And I currently live with my grandma here in Peoria, so I'm always surrounded by her stories and these objects and her desire to see them being valued. But some of the things aren't necessarily useful in their original context anymore, but they still have this just value in them for the craftsmanship and the stories and the history that are behind them. So I've started to migrate these things into my studio, and then they all kind of end up in this process that I've created of mixing medias and mixing patterns. And I think a lot about where these objects came from and how they relate to each other, both historically and culturally, and even just visually with the creative, vibrant patterns I'm using.
And it's so interesting, Hattie, because it sounds like not only are you having this connection to your own cultural past, but you're also having this connection with artists and creators from your past and from your ancestry. What's that like as an artist to be dealing with someone else's created work and incorporating that into something new?
Yeah, I am very aware of that. To me, it's kind of like collaborating with an artist that I will never get to meet, but I see their hand in their work, and I see the time that it took to make the hand-stitched quilts. And sometimes it might be a family member that the story has gotten lost. Like, I may not even know which family member made it. One of the quilts that will be in the show as the background of one of my pieces came from my aunt, and I don't know who made it. I don't know if it was someone in her family or my family, But I can see the hand of the maker. And some of the things that I incorporate into my mixed media pieces, I try to keep them whole, but I alter them in how I place them on the piece. So that if I ever, or if anybody ever wanted to take them off for some reason, they're still whole in the state that the maker made them.
John, you've worked with so many different artists, not just in this community, but across the state and from across the country. What is it about Hattie's approach and about her aesthetic that maybe sets her a little bit apart from other artists that you've worked with?
Well, I think one of the things that makes her work so strong is obviously her natural ability to assess color and to use color. I look at her work and her motifs maybe have some backstory, like to the Native American or to Thailand or someplace like that. But I see her motifs as color. It's pure color. And no matter which medium she's working in, whether it's a fiber piece or whether it's a gouache or a watercolor or whether it's a print or whether it's a real paint, like oil painting or acrylic painting, color seems to be the most important characteristic, and it's uplifting. And I really look at her work almost as, and this is a little trite, but as a poetry. It's very, very lyrical. It's very fun. I see that colors really are her words, that, you know, the rhythm is the relationship between the forms and the color. And then the final work is like a completed poem. And so it's just, you sit there and you read them, I think.
Hattie, when you think about how you have these patterns and in this intense appreciation for color, where does the design start? I know it ends up on quilts, you have gouache, you have prints, but where does the actual design start for you?
Ooh. So this visual language that I've created started with my research into cultural patterns. So some of these pieces that'll be in the show started with me looking into historical Cherokee moccasin patterns, and then me reflecting myself into that pattern with the mediums that I was using. But that's, I feel like I start with one aspect of something in each piece and then it just goes from there. I usually don't have it planned out at the beginning. It kind of all informs each other.
That was Hattie Lee and John Heintzman talking about Hattie's current exhibit at the Peoria Art Guild entitled Bound Together Cultural Patterns. The exhibit is on display from April 2nd through April 30th. With an opening reception on April 2nd from 5 to 9 p.m. For more information, visit peoriaartguild.org. Hattie and John, thank you so much for your time today.
It's a pleasure,
thank
always.
Thank you so much.
You've been listening to Out and About, a production of WCBU and Arts Partners of Central Illinois. Each week, we connect you to the arts community by talking with local arts leaders, artists, and performers. Our producer is Daniel Musisi. If you missed a portion of this conversation, you can listen to the full interview at wcbu.org. Out and About is also available as a podcast on Apple, Spotify, Pocket Cast, or NPR. I'm Jen Gordon, and this is Out and About,